It is 6:21, and we're going to fire up the entertainment news for you. I believe somewhere in the mountains of Pakistan, there is an 87-year-old man that lives in a cave and is the only person on the planet that has not seen pictures of Lindsay Lohan naked. That may change. Her computer was stolen at an airport in Shanghai, China. Sources say it contained a bunch of nude pictures from various photo shoots that were never supposed to be released. After her Playboy shoot in the film, what was it, The Canyons? Really, is there anybody on the planet that hasn't seen her goodies? The computer also had private correspondence with various celebrities, including Woody Allen and Lady Gaga. Lindsay does not want that going public either. Huh. Well, tisk tisk. Don't we all just feel bad for Lindsay? Come on, all of us together. One, two, three. Aw. Demi Moore is now dating a 27-year-old rock drummer named Sean Friday. They recently went to Mexico with Demi's daughter, Rumor, and her boyfriend, actor Jason Blair. Apparently, it was Rumor that set the two of them up. Blair, Jason Blair, which is the boyfriend of Demi Moore's daughter, Rumor, is 30. Rumor's boyfriend is actually older than the guy her mom is dating. The drummer is 25. Yeah. Justin Bieber. Now, listen, I crack on Bieber a lot because I think he's a tool. There's a picture of him on TMZ, and he looks like he's trying to look like Vanilla Ice. This picture of him looks like he's trying to look like Vanilla Ice. He's got his hair dyed blonde and in that funky pompadour. And I'm looking at him going, why? He's wearing big, girly sunglasses and pink lip gloss. Like, is that really what the girls find attractive? Or Justin, are you not really going for the whole girl thing, huh? Anyway, going to give him a little credit. He, being who he is, he can't go out in public without being just mobbed. And that has got to get old real fast. In Touch Weekly magazine claims that Justin Bieber tried to rent out an entire mountain in Ontario on New Year's Eve so that he and his friends could go snowboarding in private. I don't blame him, okay? If you got the cash and you want to get away from people, fine. However, he was denied. The Blue Mountain Ski Resort said, quote, the staff said no because no one, not even Bieber, is allowed to rent out the entire mountain. They may not have rented him a private mountain, but they are protecting his privacy. They wouldn't give any other details. Now, here's a surprising thing. One of the big movies that's out right now is, Saving Mr. Banks, about Walt Disney and what he went through to secure the rights to the film Mary Poppins from P.L. Travers. Well, at an awards ceremony she was at an awards ceremony presenting a prize to Emma Thompson, who played the part of P.L. Travers in the movie. Meryl Streep, while giving this award to Emma Thompson, apparently went on a rant against Walt Disney. She called him a sexist. She called him a racist. She called him anti-Semitic. She read an excerpt from a 1938 letter where supposedly Disney disses women because he says they're not creative. And then she talked about an anti-Semitic group that he formed. She also used her speech to insult Quentin Tarantino and Eminem. The question I have is this supposed letter. Does she even know that it's verifiable? Does she know anything about it at all? Now, listen, Disney, if you look about its history, Disney wasn't a squeaky clean, family guy. There were some skeletons in his closet. There were some issues that we would probably find upsetting at this time. But before you start doing stuff like that, you probably ought to figure out whether or not what you're doing is real or phony. Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul have come out from Breaking Bad. They come out and they tell Details magazine that both Brian and I want to be part of, that's right, the spinoff of Breaking Bad, which is going to be called Better Call Saul. The two didn't elaborate very much. The show's creator has said that he's hoping to have Brian and Aaron make cameos on the new show, along with Jonathan Banks, who played Saul's private investigator, Mike, on Breaking Bad. So they're going to capitalize on a pretty pretty important show. Honey Boo Boo and her family had a car crash. We talked about that not too long ago. Apparently, TMZ has a couple photos of the wreckage, which makes the accident seem less serious than the initial reports made it sound. The family's Chevy Suburban did get beat up pretty well, though. There's also audio of a 911 call made by a witness there. TMZ also has video of Mama June limping around outside their home recently. She doesn't look too bad, however. Well, I believe that's probably relative. And Insane Clown Posse, probably the worst musical group on the planet, if you can call them that. Just absolutely repugnant. Insane Clown Posse announced that they have plans to sue the FBI. Why? Because they are suing because the FBI apparently has labeled their army of fans, called the Juggaloos, loosely organized hybrid gang. This came out in the FBI's 2011 National Gang Threat Assessment Report. So Insane Clown Posse is incensed and offended that the FBI would call the Juggalos a gang, which, have you seen how they behave? Don't think it's too much of a stretch there. And here we go. The big news. I saved it for last. Do you like, are you a Beatles fan? You waiting for the Beatles to reunite?
They're not reuniting. Too many of their members are dead.
Okay, half of them are taking a dirt nap. I got that. Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, however, might get together for a performance on the Letterman Show next month. The show tapes the Ed Sullivan Theater. That marks the, and it will mark the 50th anniversary where the Beatles made their historic Ed Sullivan appearance
Paul
back in 1964.
Paul always got along with the untalented one. It's no big deal.
No. So which one are you calling untalented?
Ringo, just
Letterman
keep time
or
back there? It's all good.
All right, WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Run a little late. Hold tight. Here comes Mr. Todd Starnes. Excellent commentary.